This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. MashaAllah. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Hu alladhi jalna muslimin. Wassalat wa salam ala Rasul al Kareem wa ala alihi wa sabi ajma'in. Ashhadu la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasul. Did you think this was going to be in English? Huh? Yeah, well, it is Texas English. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. He already stole my first joke about being useless, but I feel useful after all of the things that we just heard and all of the people that were sitting there with me. I was really impressed. And the brother just told us about things that could go wrong in giving dawah. Because he said, and you heard him say it, about calling Isa Jesus. Is that a problem? Do you think that's a problem? Well, maybe it is. I don't know. But I use those two distinct names for Isa alayhi salam, because when I'm talking to the Muslims, I call him Isa. But when I'm talking to a non-Muslim, and I have to say Jesus because they don't know who we're talking about. Anyway, so the topic today is the Quran and the Bible. But I don't have either one of them right here. Do you know that? This is not the Quran. This is not the Bible. Why? Ah, you got it. Because they're translations. A translation is not the same as the real deal. And there are some good translations, but they will never equal what Allah said in the Bible or in the Quran. We have probably closer to the meaning. Well, this is, I'm wrong about that, because this is the Quran with translation to the English language. Yeah, so anyway, alhamdulillah. But this one is all in English. And I know that because it's placed by the Gideon Society in a hotel or motel somewhere, and they picked it up. Alhamdulillah. Where did they agree? And this is important, because if you're giving dawah to a non-Muslim, and especially a Christian, you need to be able to communicate on his side. And I want to focus now on the idea of the general idea of giving dawah. If you would like a debate, hang out with Dr. Zakir Naik. But if you would like to get people to Islam, And especially if you're in your own community, this is not the best idea to start a debate, because you make a lot of enemies when you debate. You win some, but you lose some. Is that right or wrong? Yeah. The idea is, I'm going to walk away from this microphone in a second, because you draw a line. And on the other side of that line is the person you're debating with. But you want to pull them over and talk to them gently and make the other side of the line for the shaitan. And tell them that. We don't want to debate, because a debate brings a lot of heat, but not very much light. This is one of the basic principles in the Dawa, is you have to give the service to the person. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was famous for that. He was a very humble person and very gentle, very quiet. Can you imagine him taking a microphone and shouting out at the people? No. No. This is the example that Allah has given us when He said in the Quran, Kul in kuntun tuhibun Allah fatabiuni yubbikum Allah wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wallahu ghafurur rahim. Translation: say, if you really love Allah, follow me. That's talking about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then Allah will love you. Ah, I want Allah to love me. So I want to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the rest of it, it says, He will forgive your sins, because He is the forgiver, the merciful. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So, what is the commonality between the two books? Even in the translation, they still talk about, at the very beginning of the Bible, it talks about the Creator. And it tells you that in six periods of time, Allah created the entire universe. And then He created mankind. The last of His creations was the human being. He created angels. Then He created the jinn. But the very last, He created the human beings. And that was a problem for one of the jinn. And everybody knows who that is, right? Yeah. But this is not about that. This is about keeping the jinn away, or the shayateen, away from us while we're trying to give the dawah. And how can you do that? Well, you can start out by reciting Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum. La ta'khudhuhu sinatun wala nawm. Ah, that is the problem with the first pages of the Bible. Because it says clearly in the Bible that on the seventh day, God rested. Oh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need to sleep or rest, or he doesn't get weary. He doesn't wear out like we do. And yeah, he keeps on going and going and going. That rabbit with the batteries that you see on TV, you know what I'm talking about? He will run out of the battery, but Allah will never run out on you. If, and this is the basic of the giving dawah, start with the things that are real simple. Don't load them up all at once. What is the simplest thing? Talk about what Allah says in the Quran. About what? About what? About peace. Ah, okay. And about wisdom. All right. Then when we get the person relaxed, you can open up and ask questions. The last program I did here, we talked about the questions, the three questions. Anybody remember what they were? Anybody here was in that first one we did? Anybody? Yeah. Do you remember the three questions? Is there a God? Yeah, you got it. And if the person says no, this was in our first program. If the person says there is no God, you can ask him a second question. Can we prove it? Include yourself with it. Can we prove there is no God? Because we're looking at a lot of stuff around us all the time. But don't take it for granted. Because the science is on our side. Because the Quran clearly tells us, and it doesn't make any mistakes in what it has to offer. And it came 1,400 years ago. Think about that, with no mistake. So talk about the Quran from a positive point. And mention that in the Bible, some of the things are really good for a translation. Some of the things in the Quran are a good translation, but both of them fall short of the mark of representing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or God Almighty really said. The idea of giving the dawah is a simple idea. It really simple. Anybody can do it. Anybody can do dawah to someone. However, you can't control the reaction you're going to get back because that's another person. Right? So think about this. If you have something that agrees with what they already think, number one, it starts out with talking about the creation. So talk about the creation. Talk about it from the standpoint of the Quran, but include the opportunity for them to say what they have, and then listen quietly. Because there are things in the Bible, translation, that agree with the Quran translation. In fact, I spent 2 years, going over it, comparing the Bible to the Quran translations. And I found that the Quran agrees totally with the Bible, except where the Bible except the Bible is arguing with itself. That's the mistakes. For instance, we just put up something today on the internet talking about, and you can go to islamnewsroom.com and see it, because we spent a lot of effort and time working with this, talking about the things that are in the Bible. We're talking about something that says in the Old Testament, in the book of Exodus, talking about, no, it's in the book of Numbers, yeah. The book of Numbers 23:19. You'll find it, it says, God is not a man, and God is not the son of man. What did Jesus call himself in the Bible? In the translation of the Bible, it says he was always saying 78 times, I think. He was saying he's the son of man. He didn't say he was the son of God. Actually, there is someone that called himself the son of God, and that was Daoud in the book of Psalms in the Old Testament. Yeah, he said that I will tell you something, and he was having a crowd around him, and he said, I will tell you something that God told me today. You are my son. This day I have begotten you. That is the only person in the whole Bible that has the right to say that. In, I don't even know if he has that right. But he said, I was called the son of God today. And begotten of God Almighty. So when we get to the New Testament, we find this is the opposite. They were trying to say what Jesus didn't say. In the red letter edition of the Holy Bible, the red letter edition, only what Jesus said is in red. So it's real easy to figure out what he said. And you will never see anything in the red letter edition with Jesus saying, I'm God, worship me. Yeah. You won't find it. But you will find a lot of miracles that he did. But what is the first miracle that Isa alayhi salam did? What is the first one? According to us, according to Muslims. Anybody know? Yeah? What? He was a baby, yeah. And he was just a few days old. Babies don't even make noise except at 3 days old, right? But his mother was carrying him. And subhanAllah, I thought about this at Christmas time. He spoke from the cradle. Every display you have of the Christmas scene, they have a cradle in it, right? They have a place to put the baby, huh? But they don't know the story behind it. They just assume, okay, the baby is born, needs a cradle. No. He was speaking from the cradle. It's time for a coffee break. Serious. Yeah. Now I feel good. When we're talking about giving dawah to people, you have to relax and don't feel like everybody's watching you. And if you do, if you're in a church or a school or something talking about Islam and you feel nervous, the best thing you can do, and from experience, I know this, you can tell the crowd, I feel anxious, I feel, you know, like, you guys are not going to like it. Ah, because that means they're all on your side right away. Because they feel sorry for you. And they feel like, if I was up there, what would I say? Ah, so make it easy. Make it easy on yourself. Make it easy for the person. Because you're really doing something that you were created to do. Share the message. If you don't know much about the message, just share what you know. But this is not about giving dawah as much as it is about comparing the books. In my talk, was not about beating up the Bible with the Quran, but talking about where they come together. And especially if you get the point across, the Quran translations are not the Quran, and they have mistakes in them, because nobody can bring a book like the real Quran. And if it's in French, Italian, Greek, or English, it's still gonna have problems. The only one that is the real Quran is in the Arabia. Arabic language. Get that in your mind before you walk out the door. Because this does have the Arabic in it, but the English falls short of the mark. You have to have a lot of English to explain a few ayahs. Notice that there are probably, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, maybe 15. That's the average on in a mushaf. However, look at the small text out at the side, pages and pages of a lot of, and then they don't even explain all of it, because the Arabic is really like an ocean, and the English is like that cup. Yeah, it's good, but it will not hold the ocean, will it? No. So get that in your mind. So when you talk about the translation of the Quran, and we do give out a lot of translations of a Quran, and we have a website for that, afreequran.com. We only give it out to people in the United States and Canada, because it costs too much money to send it. Anyway, if you want to give out the Quran and you say it's a translation of the meaning, that's a good thing. That's a very good thing. Don't say this is the Quran, this is a translation of the Quran. Because you will find a lot of things that agree if they will just open it up. And then they think, most of the Christians believe this is the Bible. But if you read it in the Old Testament, it talks about the books coming with Musa, alayhi salam, Moses. And it talks about that in a sweet way. He came down the mountain, and he had all of the commandments with him. And then he saw the children of Israel worshiping a calf, a golden calf. And he lost it. And the Bible says he threw it down and broke it up, and they had to go back and get another one. We don't have that exactly thing, but you can compare that and say, well, Moses, number one, he killed a man. Well, yeah, that's in the Bible. He killed a man, one shot, bam. All right. So that's a comparison. And the comparison is not exact. However, you can get a lot of streamlined footage, because in this, in the Bible, there are places where it has a beautiful thing. In the New Testament, it has two times something that we only have a problem with one word. The translation of the Bible says that Jesus told them how to pray. He didn't talk about rak'ah or sujood, but he did tell them what to say. And it goes like this. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And it ends with, for yours is the kingdom and the power forever and ever. Amen. The only problem we'd have is with the first part of it. Our Father. We don't say that. We say our Lord, Allahumma, our Allah. But we don't say our Father. Because the Quran is really explicitly clear about this. Do not associate anything with Allah as a partner. And definitely a father and a son are partners. Anyway, to get back to the idea of where it comes together, we feel we feel a bit uneasy when we try to give the dawah, right? If you've given dawah before, you know how it starts out. You know how, how did I do? How did I do? Yeah. But the people are not guided by you. They're guided by Allah. I'll tell you something that happened to me. And I was seriously trying to get the dawah going in Texas. That was 30 years ago. My wife was talking with people. They would ask her, why are you cover your face up, you know? And she would talk to the ladies, and then she would bring them out to the car if she was shopping, or bring them over to the house. And she did all the work. All I did was give them the shahada. Maybe 100, I don't know. She did a real good job. But the idea I wanted to get it out, and I tried so hard to manipulate the people, but Allah wasn't having it. And as soon as I started asking questions and letting the people talk, I found that that was the way to go for me. It was so easy. You ask them, is there really a God? Okay. And then listen to their answer. If they say, I don't know, or no, well, look around. The universe, it came from somewhere. Now, a lot of people have the idea, and that's why they're agnostic, because they think, well, if God like us, the God of the Bible is just like us. He has arms, he has legs, and he has, you know, an appetite. He has to eat. He has to go to the bathroom. Because they're told that Jesus is God. Oh, man. This is a big, big mistake. And they know it, but they don't realize that there is another way to look at it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what he said he is. And if you understand Rahma, Rahim, that's good enough. That's the start. And talk about the idea of Allah forgiving. Okay. Now, in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ told us that only one out of 1,000. Bring it up. Bring it up. Oh, okay. Alhamdulillah. So they said, wrap it up. The idea of sharing the message with the people is really simple. You give service, just like the Prophet ﷺ did. And you give advice if they ask you. And then be aware of what they're saying. Because the person, if they make shahada, you will be so happy and you will greet them as a brother, which they are, or a sister, right? Yeah? But they're not your enemies. The shaitan is your enemy. Some people, and I'm going to end with this, some people, Muslims, have the idea that the Jewish are all our enemies because of what's happening in Palestine right now. But that's not the truth. Even the worst person can get hidayah from Allah. Is that right or wrong? And we don't know who the people are that are going to get the hidayah, the guidance of Allah. So take that and chew on that for a while. And think about that. And then be ready for all of the people that you will help get to Islam. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.